So if our repetition is simply mechanical, will it please Krishna? Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtike. This verse we often recite. So there the word is prayeshu, most of it. That most of the anarthas are removed by hearing of the Bhagavatam. And if you look at the series of the verses, later on it says tadarajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayasche, that gradually the practice rajoguna tamoguna will go away, kamalo will go away. So Srila Prabhupada, in this purport of Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, he said that simply by the mechanical activities of hearing and chanting also purification happens. But there are anarthas which remain. It's not complete purification. So how does mechanical activity lead to purification? It's like at one level, see, Krishna is all pure. And the becoming contact with Krishna, it leads to purification. So just the contact with Krishna also purifies. But purification has two aspects to it. One is the removal of our attraction to things other than Krishna. And the second is the revival of our attraction towards Krishna. And the revival of our attraction towards Krishna requires our conscious investment of emotions. If our investment of emotions is not there, then how can relationship develop? No, love can be one way, but a loving relationship has to be two way. We can love someone, but if that person doesn't love us back, then it's not a relationship that is there. So Krishna offers his love for us by making himself manifested through the holy name, through the Bhagavatam, through the deities. But then we have to invest our consciousness, we have to invest our emotion. So mechanical also leads to purification, but it is partial purification. The complete purification will happen when we invest our consciousness and our emotions in the practice of bhakti. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yes, please.